What?
From Ingberg Anderson, providing a presentation on the baggage claim remodeling project at General Mitchell International Airport. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Bateman.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor. All the people that you have with you.
Sure will. This is Jim Zeeby, who is the airport engineer in charge of the baggage claim project at Mitchell Airport.
Okay.
For you younger supervisors, the baggage claim building is the last building that remains from the 1955 building.
Well, because you're old as dirt, you don't have to discuss anything for you younger supervisors for your information.
Right, right. Well, it's funny because it's ancient history now, because that building used to be the ticketing building and the bag claim building. And, in 1984 and 85, that was gutted and turned into the entire bag claim building. So it's been a while since it's been remodeled, and it's very old and very tired, and not a very good presentation for people walking into Mitchell, Milwaukee. Uh-oh. And
do you need some young people to help you? I'm just checking.
It was working. Is it working now?
I believe so. Okay.
What? They're going to put their flash drive.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and do that. Yeah.
Okay. It's particularly noticeable out on the front sidewalk where it's the original awning and the original lighting from the old building. Mr. Zeeby is the project manager for the project, and he'll introduce our friend.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good morning. I'm Jim Zeeby, project manager, and this morning we're going to present a project to you that we're quite excited about here at the airport, and hopefully you will be too after you see the presentation. At this time, I'd like to introduce Ms. Deborah Sider and Mr. Mark Ernst of the design firm of Ingberg Anderson, who is the primary consultant for the baggage claim remodeling project.
I just want to say today is my birthday, and I think I'm about the same age as this building. So give us a second. You don't have to do that.
Well, happy birthday. Okay.
Thank you.
That's not quite right.
Yeah, let's get into
close
the
enough.
Right.
You know you only have a minute, right?
Yeah. Is it for 2011?
No, that's like a quick one. I'm sorry.
Just go to the computer.
There it is.
Thank you.
You want to run the PowerPoint?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. So, start with the view. This is the just a view of the as you approach to pick up your grandmother at as she's arriving at the airport, and it kind of shows the new entry point at the southern end, and then the canopy itself. And I'll come back to this image as we get started. Jump in and drive.
I'm sorry. This is slightly different than.
There we go. Okay, go ahead and click. A lot of the work that you won't see is below at the lower level, and we are part of the project is replacing all the conveyor belts, and we have a consultant that's advising on that. So all the conveyors, this is below grade. We're doing a certain amount of work, electrical work at this lower level as well. This is the existing floor plan. Big part of the work is expanding and kind of optimizing the carousels themselves, and part of that involves moving the baggage service. They kind of interrupt the kind of break down the existing floor plan. Click the next. This is our new floor plan, which involves kind of extending the carousels themselves as much as possible, and also opening up the whole space so it reads much better. It'll be much better from a wayfinding point of view. As you move around through the building, you'll be able to see where you're going. You'll come down the escalators, and it'll be much more uninterrupted. We move the baggage service offices to the window wall, and then we're also, maybe this will work, maybe it won't. Let's see. We're also introducing a series of new entry points, which will be large revolving doors, and then rebuilding this one, which is existing right in the center. The finishes will be, which they're indicating the light yellow, will be all terrazzo with carpet at the point of the carousels. These are, go back one more point. These are the baggage service offices here. We are utilizing demountable wall system, so things it can adapt to change over time. And it's roughly the same cost as using conventional construction, but we're thinking it's going to be great down the road as things change. You know that the airline industry is pretty dynamic as it changes over time, and they have their own needs. So we're both kind of standardizing things but also allowing for change over time. This is the roof level, and I'll just point out a few things. One thing, right now when you're coming across the sky bridges, you look down on the roof, it's not very attractive. We're trying to make that a much more attractive experience visually. We are putting the mechanical systems, which are currently on the roof, in two penthouse off the side, which are indicated in red. We have an add alternate, which we believe to be in the budget, which is adding office space, very valuable office space for the airport, in that what's indicated in blue. Stay on that for a second. I guess I can use this one. Then the green is representing a green roof, which we are, Deb will talk a little bit more about. And then we've got a skylight, which will bring in natural daylight through the whole spine. And we believe that will actually save energy over time because it will harvest the daylight and be able to turn lights actually off during the daylight hours. And this area here indicates the what we're called the gathering area. As you come down the northern escalator coming down, that will be used for groups like NML coming in, arrival, setting up maybe a car show, but used in a more formal way than it's being today. So this gives you an overall indication of the roof plane. I hadn't mentioned, but I'll, the other big part of this project is the canopy itself, and this shows your view of it from the skywalk. And it will cover, currently it just covers the sidewalk. You'll be covered, the whole drive lane as you approach will be also covered. And then the canopy at the island will be greater than it is today. We have an add alternate to cover the whole drive lane as you approach and drop off as well, depending on budget. We also believe that to be in the budget.
We can use this slide also to talk a little bit more about the green roof. As you're crossing both skywalks from the parking structure into the main terminal, you'll have a view of the green roof that runs along the front of the baggage claim building. The green roof benefits have been incorporated into the project since 2006, when this project actually started. And we're using this as both a marketing approach and an educational approach. Part of the green roof benefits include the fact that it extends the roof life membrane, so the membrane portion that's underneath the green roof lasts longer, it's not available to all of the elements. The other portion, another recommendation is to use it for stormwater reduction. This grabs some of the water, the rainwater, and it lets it stay on the roof a little bit longer before it runs into the roof drainage system. It also reduces the heat island effect. It's better for sound insulation. One of the issues that we had with the green roof was working with the airport botanist, we have to provide him with a plant list because although it increases biodiversity because it's at the airport, we have to make very sure that it doesn't increase the bird population on site. And the other thing that we're studying is just its aesthetic enhancement. I mean, right now when you walk across the sky bridges, you see a variety of mechanical units and vents, and now you'll see the green roof. We did an extensive amount of research on other airports that have also done green roofs. This happens to be slides from Chicago's Midway Airport. O'Hare has also done their Federal Express building with a green roof, which is close to, I think, 50 or 60,000 square feet of green roof. And again, when we do this at the airports, we're working with a green roof provider who's very aware of what plants we need, and we need to have those plants okayed by the botanist out of General Mitchell also. This is a view of, this is an early conceptual sketch of the building, the west facade. So this is the facade that the people access into the baggage terminal. So we're standing where the parking structure would be. And this was an early concept sketch. But as we've moved along through design development and now we're in construction documents, we're holding true to this. Typically come into the building from the south end, and then this is the length of the building, so the deplaning roadway is in front and you're moving in this direction. At the south end, we're taking off the lower roof and we're making a two-story space. This is the area where all of the baggage services offices are. This is the area that we're referring to as the gathering space. That's also a two-story space. That's going to be used for people to congregate for charters and other meeting events. And then these are additional baggage service offices, and at the north end we're providing for leasable office space for different concessionaires.
This is a view of that gathering space, kind of depicting the skylight, and it's going to be much higher than the existing spaces, which is very cavernous today. This is a view of the kind of, again, the approach, and another view of the canopy that will hopefully cover the whole drive lane and protect you as you come in and get dropped off and take your bags, put your bags in your car. This is a closer-up view. One thing we're trying to do is make wayfinding very, very simple. There's five carousels. We're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so it'll be very simple to call in your cell and say, I'm going to be at number 2. And people can come in. So I think we're keeping the wayfinding very, very simple and clear. That also, you can see the new revolving doors. Same view as before. Now this depicts the just a cross section. We're working with Novum, which is a very innovative skylight company in Germantown that does a lot of work. You're probably familiar with some of their work. They work all over the world, working close to them to engineer this canopy. I think we have done it very effectively and cost-effectively. What's depicted in red is the ad alternate piece that covers the total driveway. And here are some views of the details of what it will look like. You're the artist.
Yeah. There have been several aspects of this project that have been a lot of fun to work with. When the project started in 2006, we were just doing schematic design at that time. And at the same, while that track was going on with designing the building, we also started moving forward with the Percent for Art program through Milwaukee County. And in 2006, I think we had over 150 responses to our RFQ for artist qualifications. We narrowed that down to a short list of 7. We met and asked the 7 to develop concepts. Then we had further interviews with 4, and we eventually selected Tim Prentice. He's an artist out of Connecticut. What he's going to provide for this project is a very long metallic sculpture. It's it's woven almost. There are both aluminum plates and Lexan or a clear plastic plate. And as you can see in this sketch, it's weaving through the colonnade. This is the gathering center where people will congregate. And it's also going to be set in place underneath the skylight system that Mark mentioned runs through the project. So we're very excited. We had our first kickoff meeting with him, and we're moving forward with that. Another aspect of the project that's been very interesting is this whole issue of sustainability. We've worked closely with the Sustainable Design Guidelines for Milwaukee County. I know Steve Keith is here as well. We've worked with him on that. Some of the design features that we're going to include in this building, as Mark mentioned, is daylighting. We've got this long zipper type of skylight running through the full 600 feet length of the project. We have consultants on board who are both doing energy modeling for the building as well as daylighting modeling, so we've worked with them. We've mentioned this idea of water use reduction. Through our plumbing consultants, we're looking at different faucets that hold the water use down. We've mentioned the green roof a little bit. Reducing construction waste. This is involved for several years now in a lot of projects that we do. We can write into the specifications that the general contractor is responsible for recycling a certain portion of his waste. In terms of the indoor environment, all of the interior finishes we can now specify as low VOC, which is a volatile organic compound. So the carpeting, the paint, the different wall finish materials are all low VOC, and that affects the air that you breathe. And then in terms of the air quality management system, that's evaluated through the mechanical system. We can put sensors in there to evaluate whether there are so many people in the space for the baggage claim building, and we can moderate how much fresh air is coming in. And in terms of the energy use, high performance building envelope, the primary building enclosure is glass and precast. So we're going through high-performance glass, and precast is an insulating unit in itself, and then we've got insulation beyond that. The CO2 integrated ventilation, we can monitor how many people are in the space, and we can modulate the ventilation system then. Heat recovery has to do with the fact that in the return system, we can pull out the warm air and recycle that through our mechanical system, and we already mentioned daylight harvesting. That means that there will be occupancy sensors in many of the rooms, and if there aren't occupants in there, those lighting systems will actually go down automatically. Blast-resistant design. In response to 9/11, the TSA produced several guidelines, and the airport early on has decided to move forward with blast-resistant design. That involved several meetings with the airport director, the security director, Jim Zeeby, the project manager. We went through an interview selection process with five different blast consultants, and we've selected one with offices in San Francisco and Washington, D.C., Hinman Consulting Engineers. They're working with us now. It involves our structural engineer and then, of course, us. The blast mitigation measures that the airport has selected to go through after we put together a report of all the different areas that we could harden in response to blast-resistant design. The airport has selected to modify the glass and the curtain wall system, the precast panel system, and put in security bollards. So right now, in fact, this Friday, we're meeting with our blast consultant for the first time, and they will assist the design team in putting together performance specifications that when the project goes out to bid, we will have the necessary requirements for the glass and the precast and the security bollards. All of this comes together when we think about what that blast charge is, where those blasts are going off, and the protection level that we're looking for. This is a slide provided by Hinman Consulting. These different areas, 1 through 15, show the different threat areas that are considered. This is a program that they've put together. 1 through 18, the orange ones, those are threats that are based on a 10-pound detonation charge very close to the building perimeter. and then four through six and so on. Here, those are 500-ton equivalents, TNT bombs going off in the parking structure, so that's roughly 120 feet. So they've analyzed that based on our initial report to them. And this is one of their modelings. Right now, what this slide shows is the actual impulse pressure or where the areas of concern would be. So all the areas that are in red, you can see, are threatened by either the threats that are either in the parking structure or the threats that are occurring by the smaller charges. This is just where we are now in terms of the construction estimate. This was based on the design development estimate that was done in June. This is only for the baggage claim building construction project. The total right now is approximately $32 million, and we're approximately $1 million under budget right now. As of this week, we just put in for a construction document estimate at 40%, so we'll be checking our sums again as well. And this is where we are in terms of the project. We hope to have the construction documents completed by mid-December. Then we'll take a short break for the holidays. Bidding and negotiation will occur in January and February. And then construction will last approximately 16 to 19 months. Any questions?
Sorry, Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also, could you please go to the previous slide, the funding? Of the $32 million, I just needed a refresher of how much of that was, I believe there was some federal money. I was wondering the breakdown of the $32 million. I know much of it's coming from the airport. Wasn't there some federal funds too, Mr. Bateman? Or is it all?
I think you're thinking about the inland bank.
Oh, maybe I am.
That's federal money.
Yes.
There's no federal money there.
This is complete county.
Local resources.
Okay. Well, I think that's even more important to point out what a great investment, once again, we're investing in our airport. This is a wonderful amount of money to improve the infrastructure. I was recently there and, you know, was thinking about that. On the carousels, because I was thinking about, we currently have four and now we're going to have five, or do we only have three?
We have the same number.
Okay, that was a question.
They're just getting a little bit bigger.
We're enhancing the space around, and then everything, of course.
In terms of the carousels, the actual mechanics of the system, we're getting all new conveyors in the lower level. Mm-hmm. We're extending the length of some of those conveyors. We also can increase the speed of those conveyors now based on new controls, so the bags will get up faster. The carousels themselves are going in the same exact location, so there still will be five. Some of them have been lengthened. We have space to lengthen them, and they've all become slightly wider, so some of the bigger bags, like golf clubs, will be able to put on the carousels as well.
Good. thank you. And then, well, that's great for our county golf system. Question on this presentation. I was trying to look here because we're now online, and I really like this presentation. Is this, can our staff get this presentation to us, like, so we can have the presentation linked? Just so you can email it to us or something or other.
Yes.
And then two other, one comment, one question. The dedication to sustainability on this job is extremely impressive. And I'm very excited about it. I mean, again, of a $32 million investment to be really focusing on cutting edge. I forgot the term, but is it the VOC? The
volatile organic compounds?
Yes. That, I mean, that's something that's unique. We haven't done that a lot, even in the city or the county of Milwaukee, and that's wonderful. Now, a follow-up question on the public art.
Yes.
Have you had at the table in your percent, our percent for public art, which we are dedicated to in the county board, have you had anyone from the county executive staff in any of those meetings?
Yes. The makeup of the reviewers for the public, the percent for art, involved initially a public arts committee.
Right.
So we had supervisors and executives from that. They are involved in the public art.
Okay. Committee. Now, I know how...
There we go.
But hang on one second here. I know how the public art committee works, and, you know, we have a process. It sounds that you went through that process. Mm-hmm. What I'm asking is I'm okay with having supervisors there. I'm talking about a representative from the county executive's office. Because need I remind all of us how he recently unilaterally canceled the project without even asking this county board? This is a beautiful project. I want to make sure that we have the buy-in.
Most of our meetings prior to the I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. It's been a long vacation period.
So welcome back.
Please remind me as much as you can.
Oh, I will. Supervisor Jones, you're on the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Most of our meetings took place before the last election.
Okay. So, that being said, I would like to request a further discussion and perhaps even a written letter of support for this endeavor, because this is a major, these are major funds that are dedicated to this. I'd like something in writing from the county executive's office. Perhaps Mr. Bateman, who is an appointee of the county executive's, could work on that communication.
Mr. Bateman?
I'm talking about the public art project, which is a percent, which is a large amount of money, which I believe in, and it's a beautiful project. I want to make sure, because last time we went through on the courthouse model, we had money spent, we had maquettes, artists had dedicated time, and I don't want to get to that point on this project.
Mr. Bateman, before you start, Supervisor, I think usually when they unilaterally did that, the county board also helped him with his override with that. And that's just why that happened. But Mr. Bateman, and there's a county exec representative back, I would like you to come forward and make sure that you got all the questions that's asked by Supervisor Gutierrez. Mr. Bateman, will you please?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I met with the county executive earlier and reviewed this project with him along with the artwork.
Okay. That's exactly what I was looking for. Because I think it's so wonderful, it's beautiful, and I want to make sure that we're on the right track here. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do you have anything to say, Representative? State your name for the record, please.
Good morning, Supervisors. Tia Torres from the County Exec's Office. I think it's been said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Supervisor, do you have anything else to add
to
it? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very excited about it. It was really an interesting committee for me to sit on, and I was not impressed with all the artwork, but the one we picked, Tim Prentice, I think you'll be excited about. If you recall, we used to have the Cauldron Mobile at the airport, which now hangs in the Calatrava. It's a major piece in the new Calatrava wing. But this piece that we selected, this Tim Prentice, was a student of Cauldron, and is a major piece. I've heard from others that sometimes public art isn't always at its best, but we really selected a great piece, and I think we'll be excited about it.
Thanks a lot, Supervisor. And the young lady from County Executive would like to see a letter of support still, request from the supervisor that the County Exec is on board with the public art and also with this project. Once we set policy, it stays in policy, he had to come back and get a veto. But we want to make sure that we are at both the Exec and the legislative bodies on the same page. So can we get that? Thank
Absolutely.
You very much. All right.
Mr. Chairman, please don't forget to give us this PowerPoint because it's really good information.
I would like to get request a PowerPoint for the Tyler County Board, but please take the blast out. I don't want no one to know where the power, the pressure points are in any building in the county, or particularly at the airport. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I represent the 14th District, which has Mitchell International in it. And I know many of the people in that district either work at the airport or do things connected with the airport. And I believe they'll be very excited to know that we're going to do some, I believe it's excellent remodeling and renovation there. And this will help it look like a truly first-class facility. And having recently traveled a bit, we went through LAX, Los Angeles, and I walked through there and I thought, hats off to you, Mr. Bateman. Literally, I was thinking that I would walk through because it's a jumble, it's a mess, and it doesn't look as good, it doesn't work as good as Mitchell International. And so I think this will be a great benefit to us here in Milwaukee, and all the travelers come up from Northern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
These are excellent airport. So thank you all for your work on this. I do look forward to seeing the county executive support on that as well, and thank you for your time, everybody. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you. Since this is informational, unless any other questions or concerns, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk, number 8.